Hi, this is Liz Coleman, the gallery coordinator for the Main Library, and I'm here with book artist Carol Barton, whose work is highlighted in our current show, Beyond the Page. Carol's beautiful books are in numerous collections, including the Library of Congress, the Smithsonian, and the Museum of Modern Art. In addition to creating her own books, Carol is on the faculty at the University of the Arts in Philadelphia and teaches workshops and gives lectures across the United States. It's an honor to have her here at the Nashville Public Library. Welcome, Carol.
Hi, Liz. Great to be here. My first real trip to Nashville.
Yay. Well, we're just really excited to have you here.
Thanks.
And I've got some questions for you.
Okay.
So we just start off, how did you get interested in making books?
I studied painting in college, and when I moved to Washington, D.C., I found a job at an art center there called Glen Echo Park. They had a little group that was doing artist books, and they had a small offset press. I was interested in the offset printing process and learned how to do the pre-press work. And then a couple years later, the organization got a grant from the National Endowment for the Arts to produce 20 artist books. Well, because I already knew how to use their equipment, they just came up and said, could we give you some grant money if you would be interested in doing a book? And I said, yes. It was as easy as that, the easiest grant I ever got. They came to me. I didn't have to apply.
Wow, that's great.
So that's how I got started. That first book was called Beyond the Page. It's in the exhibition
here. Great.
And it took about a year to do. After that year, I said I would never do another book.
Well, it's a really elaborate book.
It was. It was hard, and it was really the hardest project I'd done up to that point. This was before any computerization, so every color, it was a one-color press. Every color had to be run through separately on the press, and the photographic images had to be sandwiched on film with the drawn images. It was very complex, and I didn't see the images until they were actually running off the press. I never saw them together.
Goodness. Wow, and to think how that book fits together, that must have really been just an act of fate.
So I did say I would never make another book. It had been so difficult. But then a friend of mine found a carousel book in a used book sale. And a carousel book is an accordion book with layers of accordion pages. So the pages are about three layers thick. The middles of the pages are cut out to create this very theatrical scene within the page. And I was just so amazed at this book because it folded down flat and it opened into this whole theatrical presentation. So I changed my mind.
I could see why. I'm just really inspired by the carousel books we have in the show here. It immediately makes you, there's so many possibilities.
Yeah, it's one of the book forms I really enjoy, and I enjoy teaching it, too.
Oh, that's great. And then do you also got involved in making pop-ups, I think?
Yes, that evolved out of this. I mean, the carousel book is sort of a pop-up. And I think because of my background, I did have sculpture in college. And also, my father was a diesel engine mechanic, so I grew up with a shop in the basement that I used to hammer things together and make things. And that sort of exposure to three-dimensional design, I really do believe, sort of influenced my later work with pop-ups, because pop-ups are essentially little machines. They're not just paper sculptures. They have to move. They have to fold flat and then open out as the page is expanded. So that movement, I think, was one of the things that most attracted me to the pop-ups.
Yeah, and that whole idea of making a 3D object, but that it can fold down. It's like a magical thing. The way that it does that.
Very
magical. Everybody loves a pop-up. I mean, who doesn't love a pop-up?
Exactly. I spent about 2 years. Really, one of the things I was most interested in also was the fact that the early movable books were scientific texts. They weren't kids' books. The kids' books came later, and they're most associated with pop-up books. They evolved around the 1850s. But before that, there was this entire genre and tradition of doing books with moving parts, with pull tabs and wheels that turned and dials that moved. And the first of those, the earliest I've seen, dates from the 1300s.
Wow.
It's in the Getty Library Collection, and it's a book of the phases of the moon with a rotating wheel in it on vellum.
Oh,
it's a manuscript.
That's perfect,
because
it needs that movement.
Right.
Oh, that's great.
So those science books, I also have a keen interest in science, and I think that's what most attracted me to the movable book form.
Well, it's interesting. I know when I was studying pop-ups, there was sort of this thing between, well, there's the real pop-up that just pops up, and then there are the pull tabs, and sort of like these different categories that people put themselves mm-hmm. in a little bit. Now, I don't think I've seen as many pull tab kind of stuff in yours.
No, they're two very different mindsets, and you'll notice that paper engineers, and I am a paper engineer,
definitely.
That's what people who make pop-ups are called, paper engineers sort of gravitate either toward the dimensional pop-ups or to the mechanical mechanisms. And I definitely gravitate toward the dimensional ones. I have a friend in Santa Fe, New Mexico, Andy Barron, who grew up fixing cars, fixing old Victrolas
wow.
and old radios. So he was he's very
amazing.
Good at the mechanical parts, and he does amazing pull tab structures.
Wow.
He did knick-knack paddywhack, and you pull one tab and 20 different things move
happen.
On the page.
That's it. It's really mm-hmm. its own thing for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which kind of makes me wonder, one of the things I wanted to ask you is, with the different structures, different forms, carousel books or a pop-up book or maybe a tunnel book, do you get the idea, oh, I want to make a tunnel book, what would be the content? Like, what would I want to explore with that? Or do you think this is an idea I want to explore,
yeah.
what form would be best for that? Which, or maybe it's different at different
times.
It's
different for every book. Sometimes I see a structure that I'm very intrigued by, but I just don't quite have the idea, and it sits in my head for sometimes a year or two, and then all of a sudden there's an idea that would work perfectly with that structure. In other cases, I read something and something clicks, and it takes a while for the structure to emerge from that reading. And then sometimes it's an object that I find that I really like
yeah.
and use within a book. So every book has a different evolution, and sometimes the initial focus is the structure, and sometimes it's the concept or the, you know, the verbiage that is going into it.
Do you sometimes see work by other book artists
mm-hmm.
and think, oh, I could do that, but maybe there's this other thing that
all
I
the
do
time.
Too.
Yeah. And you know, I've talked to several book artists who are known for their structures. Haiti Kyle is another
right.
person who is known for the accordion book, and we all sort of agree that even though we're known for certain structures, those structures evolved out of other things that
right.
we've seen.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you have a piece in the show that I think it's inspired a little bit by one
oh,
of her structures.
Oh, by Haiti Kyle,
yeah.
yeah, the flag book structure.
Absolutely. That's
mm-hmm.
a beautiful piece.
Yeah, and that came from, because I was talking to Haiti about that, came from a German, she grew up in Germany, and there was a file folder that she had
oh, wow.
where you stored receipts in it. I guess there were 7 different pockets in it for,
oh, wow.
you know, each day of the week. And it had that structure of the flags coming out off of an accordion, but only at one level. And so Haiti mm. pushed that further and did 3 or 4 different levels
oh,
for
wow.
that book structure.
What a neat way for that to evolve. Is that something that she invented?
Well, she took that original structure and then pushed it into the book
wow.
arts form that most people know. And the same with the tunnel book. I mean, that's not something I invented. There were tunnel books that I found in the Smithsonian's collection that dated to the late 1700s, early 1800s. And they were often made either as commemoratives of special events mm-hmm. or as tourist souvenirs of
wow.
places of extreme beauty. So you would look into the tunnel and
take
see,
you back to
yeah.
that experience. Oh, my goodness. But had you seen those before you?
I hadn't. And
isn't that
I discovered them in the collection and then started thinking about the books. The historical books are really just that one view through the tunnel. And for that, for me, that doesn't read as a book because
mm-hmm.
a book has some sort of sequence or
exactly.
narrative in it. However, then I started thinking of the tunnel as 3 books in one because it really
oh.
does have 2 accordion books
right.
on the sides that traditionally were just structural to hold the book together.
Right.
But if you look at them as books,
yeah.
then there you've got those 2 sides, you've got the view through the middle, you've got the back, you've got all of these surfaces
right.
that you can work on.
And I feel like Loom is one that yours
mm-hmm.
is very much like that.
Right. That, I think, is the most successful of the tunnel books because because I really was thinking of how to push the viewer through, around, and onto all surfaces of the book.
It was fun to install that one in the show because it was like, oh, there's so many pieces of this. We got to make sure everything can be seen.
Oh, yeah.
There were no bad sides. You know, it was always good. So that's great. Do you have a favorite book structure?
Well, I like the tunnel book. I like the tunnel book, and I like all of them. I can't really pick a favorite
different
book
times,
structure.
Different ones are, yeah.
I think the whole idea is to fit the structure with the idea. And that's one thing that I teach a lot, you know, not just to use the structure because it's different or interesting, but really it should be integrated with what you're trying to say in the book.
Exactly. So the form and the content become really
come together.
Right. That's great. So I know you've been working hard on your second Pocket Paper Engineer book and have been traveling around for that. And now that that's out, and those are amazing resources. Those are incredible workbooks. I know it's wonderful to take a class with you in person, but also I think that your workbooks are great ways to learn how to do a difficult art form. You've broken it down into beautiful ways of doing things. And
it's amazing how hard that
is to do
when you really, I mean, it's one thing when you're in front of a class and you can explain things two or three or four different ways, but when you get it down in print for an audience that isn't there, you really have to rethink that whole teaching process.
Well, I think you've done a beautiful job at it.
And well, the next project is volume number 3.
3? Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
So what are you going to cover in this one?
The third one is V-folds, which is one of the most important of all the pop-up structures because it's so versatile and so easy to integrate with other book forms.
Oh, well, I look forward to that coming out.
So, and then once that's done, I sort of feel like I've put my my trilogy is done. I've put my teaching down on paper, and then I'll get back to doing more artist books.
Yeah. Oh, they're beautiful books. But I can see that that would be a nice way to go back and forth between them, too. Well, Carol, it's been great talking with you. Do you have any last thoughts for the folks here? I hope people will come and see the beautiful show. It's here through the end of August.
You did a wonderful job installing it, and I'm really pleased to be down here and excited about the classes we're going to be doing.
Well, thank you all so much, and take care and come down to the Nashville Public Library Art Gallery. Bye-bye.